It's a pretty common experience to have gone to a wedding reception or banquet, but if you haven't, oh man. You see all the work that the couple or the family of the couple has made just for this very night, just for this celebration. It's probably one of the most extravagant things that an average couple has to try and pull off, party-wise that is. But if one looked at different cultural weddings that happen around the world, some families don't just plan for a day, but even extend it to a week of celebration. And in the context of Jesus, you can trust that the experience of a wedding feast was one of the most joyous occasions you can attend. Putting it into today's context, one sees everything that has to be planned. The venue to the food, desserts to the music, the chairs to the smallest fork. Everything is designed to make sure everyone has the best time within the couple's capabilities and whatever assistance they have. All of this preparation pointing towards what? Pointing towards this new hope and joy found in the love they are celebrating right in front of them. Weddings and wedding receptions are one of the clearest signs of love. For us, when we go to a wedding reception, what do we see? Glasses clinking so that the couple can kiss. We hear stories from those closest to them. Maybe a couple of dances with their parents, then everyone enjoying the night, dancing the night away, an occasion of full joy. With that in mind, Jesus now calls us to hear the parable today, saying that the kingdom of God is like a wedding banquet. Can we not imagine that the wedding banquet that God has set to be far greater than we can ever plan? That it is so grand. We hear in the first reading about choicest wine and choicest foods. Whatever is equivalent to that in heaven, it must be prepared. But wait a minute. Whose wedding would we be celebrating? It has to be the wedding of the Father's Son, Jesus Christ. He is married to the church. We are celebrating the love of Jesus Christ and the church. In the kingdom of heaven, we celebrate the new covenant that he makes with his people, which at the time of this gospel verse still needs to take place. The new covenant made through Christ dying and rising so that we can be redeemed from our sins and have eternal life, so we can be part of the kingdom of God. We can have a part in this wedding feast that we hear about. But the gospel brings up two points that we must call to mind. One, who is invited? And two, how do we prepare? Who is invited and how do we prepare? When we hear our gospel pointed towards the chief priests and elders, one can hear how they, and of course other Jews, were invited first. They were the first ones to see Jesus preach, first ones to see the signs that he had to show. And still, there were people that did not accept him. Still, they would not accept the invitation. And also before Jesus, God sent out his servants, he sent out his prophets, only for his prophets to be denied and killed for explaining what is to come. But in the grand scheme of this, he not only invites the Jews, but also, as the gospel puts, his servants go on the main roads and seek good and bad alike. He seeks anyone. Once again, we hear that God calls all. He invites all to the wedding feast, Jews and Gentiles. He invites all to be his guest. And well, I think for many, not in just today's world, but in the past, we tend to stop there. We stop and say, yes, I know that God has invited me. I don't have to do anything else. And well, yes, we receive grace freely, and we don't earn merit by how many good deeds we do, how many devotionals we do, or when we do a certain amount of prayers. We don't earn it. That being said, aren't we called in our baptism to live as a child of God? Yes. Are we called to live in the sacramental life of the church? Yes. Are we called to put on the mind and heart of Christ in our deeds and actions? Of course. So then, just as a guest to a formal wedding and wedding banquet, who is called to dress for the occasion, to dress in their appropriate wedding attire, we should be properly dressed with righteous deeds. We are dressed with a heart that calls out for mercy, dressed with eyes that look towards Christ, and hands and feet that are willing to serve. All right, we know we have been invited and that we have to prepare, but can we experience what this wedding feast must be? Can we experience it right now? And brothers and sisters, we are experiencing this right now here in this Mass. Sometimes it may not feel as special, but something very special and dear should be happening within our hearts that causes us to dance with joy, just as in a wedding reception. Right now, are we not in the midst of having a foretaste of heaven, this heavenly banquet that we experience in the Eucharist, in this Mass in which we remember how God has loved us, and we see how much God has loved us, where we sing with our hearts, glory to God in the highest, and sing with the angels and saints, holy, 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 Lord God of hosts. In this place, we join each other to be part of the one body of Christ and the church that he loves. This banquet of love, in which we are called to have all reverence, honor, and glory to God, we are called to have the joy and love we experience in a wedding feast right here. So our Lord, our King, invites you. Come to the wedding feast. Come to the kingdom of God. You're invited. But will you be prepared when to go, when it is time?